not guilty of everything because they felt like it. I think they wanted to dig him up and shoot him again. They even found her not guilty of unlawful discharge of a firearm within 500 feet of an occupied dwelling, that is, in the kitchen. So that proves she didn't have a drinking problem, and they used to drink at the American Legion, and the Legion felt sorry for her because she's a widow, so they gave her a job as a 6:30 a.m. bartender. And that's where she met her second husband, and they drank and fought and drank and fought. He moved in with her, and the credit life insurance paid off the mortgage since she wasn't guilty. And they got married, and he later died of multiple organ failures secondary to alcoholism, so that was the end of him. And my mom was a very violent drunk, and all three of us, my two sisters and I, were all badly battered children, but I got battered the worst. And later I was trying to understand it, my psychiatrist said, well, she hated her father, and his name was John. She hated her brother, his name was John. She hated her husband, his name was John. She had one son and named him John. Not a good sign. And so at age five, my skull got split open. Of course, I don't remember it, but my skull got split open, probably by a pipe, and I spent, the brain was exposed to the open air, so I have brain damage from being hit in the head. And then I had a whole bunch of different injuries. And late in life, when I was going over my dad's financial papers to help him plan for my mom's nursing home care, I discovered, since he saved every scrap of paper, that he made a profit on all our hospitalizations. Because he got 100% reimbursement from Blue Cross and 80% reimbursement from General Electric Insurance. So he made an 80% profit on all my hospital stays. That caused a resentment. You know, but anyhow. And so by the time I was in fifth grade, I'd already been drinking. I remember at age eight, I was in the pantry pouring myself a highball glass of old granddad on the rocks. One of the few affirmations I got. My dad came in and patted me on the head and said, well, aren't you the little man? I thought, yes, I am. He said, but don't drink old granddad. That's for me. You can have the Jack Daniels. I said, okay. All right, you know, and we had this big green Rubbermaid pitcher, 2-quart pitcher, always full of martinis, but I thought they were a little harsh. So I just drank old Jack Daniels, not the old granddad. Never said don't drink. I mean, of course, everybody drank, so did I. And then in fifth grade, I was sitting in class crying and shaking and throwing up. So they sent me to the nurse, and she sent me to the doctor, and he gave me Librium and Valium for anxiety, Percodan for pain, Furanol, which is a barbiturate, for migraines. And of course, I drank, and I was a skinny little kid, but then I cried less, so they figured that was success. And then in the summer between fifth and sixth grade, in the summer between sixth and seventh grade, the whole family went for cookouts at this demented uncle and cousin's house. And then while the charcoal was reaching just the right grade of white, they would take me down the basement, beat me up with wooden boards, and take turns raping me, which made me feel worse. And then the second summer, they graduated to torturing me until my brain went splat. And I couldn't function, so I was admitted to the psych ward because I couldn't pass the exam, which had 4 questions. Who are you? Where are you? What's today's date? And who's the president of the United States? And I couldn't answer any of the questions. So they added a drug called Thorazine, which is an antipsychotic, but it's also addictive. But then I could answer the 4 questions, so they discharged me. So I went through life totally drunk and totally drugged, but I could function, sort of. But I got to college and I had these deep philosophical questions like, am I awake? Am I in college? Why am I wet? Huh? And I flunked out. And I got thrown out on the same bitterly cold January day. And I had these machine printed slips in my mailbox. One said dropped with all F's, and one said dropped for non-payment. A little white slip saying where to turn in my dorm key, like get out. And it's bitterly cold, and I had 69 cents in assets, all in coins in my pocket, and no address. And I went to the only place in the world that I thought would be nice